I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The ousted president of Honduras, Manuel Zelaya, and the nation's new de facto leader, Roberto Micheletti, agreed to negotiate a resolution to the political impasse. Christian organizations like Compassion International are praying for a peaceful resolution, and soon. Compassion's Kathy Redmond says this crisis has definitely affected their work.
We closed our child development centers in Tegucigalpa temporarily. We've reopened them, but they're basically on alert.
Since the centers are run through the local church, kids are taught the gospel, and that speaks volumes. Meanwhile, death threats against Christians in India are stopping them from testifying against persecutors. Last year, Hindu radicals organized 4 months of attacks on Christians, according to International Christian Concern. Now that the cases have made it to court, gunmen are searching for any witnesses. And some people who've promised to testify are now refusing to speak. But without their testimonies, it's unlikely that a just sentence will be given. Pray for God to keep these Christians from harm. And poverty levels are tied to a lack of agricultural investment. That's also true of the spiritual realm. The Mission Society's Doug Neal says that's why calling their work Agri-Missions is fitting.
The vision of Agri-Missions is actually to be about sharing the gospel at the same time that we want to be about meeting human need for daily bread.
The projects are site-specific in order to be sensitive to cultural differences. Because of that approach, they're growing fast.
We have requests in 19 countries in Africa. We have requests in Central and South America, requests coming from Asia. Our critical need right now is more workers.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.